This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now, the high price of oil and gas and what it means for schools. With gas and diesel selling for nearly $3 a gallon, there are reports that school districts are cutting back on field trips and bus routes and even charging students for rides to sporting events. Rising gas prices have produced a windfall for some districts, especially in states where the gas tax is earmarked for school spending. But in Kennebec County, Maine, as in many school districts around the country, energy prices have administrators feeling uneasy. Paul Knowles, the superintendent of School Administrative District 11, that's based in Gardner, Maine. Mr. Knowles joins us now. So glad you're with us.
Thank you for having me.
First, tell us a little bit about your school district. How large is it? How many students do you serve?
Well, in the state of Maine, it's what we consider to be a medium, a large-sized district. We have approximately 2,300 students. But geographically, our buses, travel very large distance to the surrounding communities. And again, most of the schools are centered in the Gardner City area.
And gas prices, how much have they increased?
Well, we're not sure yet. The problem is we haven't been able to go out and secure a bid on gasoline or diesel prices. We did secure a bid on fuel oil, which is our heating oil number two, at $2.29. And our electric prices have doubled, so that overall has meant a 23%, almost a 24% increase just this year. Add to that what we don't know as far as gas and diesel prices, and we're probably talking around $200,000 or more of an increase in a $20 million budget, which is significant.
Now, I understand this year you're trying something new. You've actually joined with other schools and cities in order to attract bids for heating oil and bus fuel. Can you tell us a little bit about that plan?
Yeah, we have a company called Maine Power Options that proposed that we go out as a consortium to try to secure fuel oil prices, which we did, and again, a large number of not only school systems, but private businesses and other organizations. We're part of that consortium, and that's how we secured the $2.29 for heating oil. But nobody, again, bid on a gasoline or diesel.
So you're paying, I guess, what they call pool prices right now?
That's correct. Right now, it's around $2.80, I think, plus the freight that it costs to deliver it to our fuel depot.
So since you haven't been able to lock in a contract, how worried are you as you watch those prices tick ever higher?
Well, it's a concern, and obviously we are finalizing our budget, and it's purely speculation on our part how much money we need to put in the budget in order to pay for gasoline and diesel. And again, the market continues to be very volatile, so it's problematic. I mean, it's a guessing game. We feel that we put an amount of money in, and we just hope that it's going to cover the cost of diesel and gasoline.
Across the country, we're hearing stories about school systems either cutting out field trips altogether or reducing them. Have you made those kinds of changes, or are you looking to do that in the fall?
We haven't done that yet. Obviously, there's some givens. I mean, we have to heat buildings, and we have to transport children to and from school, which, trying not to impact the extracurricular activities. We are looking at ways to combine, for instance, athletic teams as they go to schools to compete. Looking at field trips, again, some combination, or, are these really essential to learning, those kind of things, nice to do, but is it really essential to the curriculum and what's going on in the classroom?
What's your worst-case scenario? What level or what price do you enter into sort of an emergency situation?
Well, again, it's so volatile. I mean, if we start talking $4 and $5 fuel, then, we're going to be in a situation that's where we're going to have to really cut back on things. Right now, we've been able to maintain, but, if it continues to go up and up and up, that's going to impact us in a large way. And, we're prepared to have to make cuts during the year if we have to, but we're hoping we don't have to do that.
Paul Knowles, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate your time. Paul Knowles is superintendent of School Administrative District 11, based in Gardner, Maine.